This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mesechtas Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Ketzad Mafrishan HaBikurim, how are Bikurim designated? Yoyred Adam V'Toich Sodeyu V'Roya Te'ena Shebekeira, when a person visits his field and sees a fig and it's starting to grow, Eshkol Shebiker, or his grape clusters are first starting to grow, Rimain Shebiker, or his pomegranates are starting to grow. Even before it's ripe, Koishroi Begemi, he ties it with a reed to market, Va'oimer, and says, Hare Elu Bikurim, these are Bikurim. Reb Shimon Oimer, Afal Pikain, Choyzer, V'Koyre Oysam Bikurim, Ma'acher Sheyetoshu Menakarka. Reb Shimon said that even so, he must designate it again as Bikurim after he picks it. And that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Bikurim Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis Ketzad Ma'alin Es HaBikurim, how are Bikurim brought to Yerushalayim? Kol Ha'ayoros Shebemamod Miskansos Lo'ir Shel Ma'amod. The towns from each Ma'amod would gather in the city of the leader of that Ma'amod. Eretz Yisrael was divided into 24 divisions called Ma'amodos. V'lonin b'rechoy v'shel ir, they would sleep outside in the city square. V'lo haya nechnosin labotim, rather than sleeping indoors because they wanted to avoid tumas oihel. V'lamashkim haya ha'memuna oimer, early in the morning, the leader of the Ma'amod would say, Kumu v'na'ale tziyain, El Beis Hashem Elokeinu, rise and let us ascend to Tzion, to the house of Hashem, our God. Then they would all ascend together, singing along the way. And that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Hakrevim, Mevien, Hateinim, Vohanavim, those who live close to Yerushalayim, would bring their bikurim as fresh figs and grapes. Varechaikim mevien groigreis vitzimukim, those who lived farther away, would bring them as dried figs and raisins so that they would not rot on the way. Vehashor hoilech lifnehem, an ox that would be offered as a korban, walked before them. V'karniv mitzupais zahav, with its horns covered with gold. V'atarash shel zayis b'roshay, and a crown made of olive branches on its head. Hecholol makel lifnehem, a flute was played before them as they walked. Ad shemagiyim kogav liyushalayim, until they approached Yerushalayim. Higiyu karv liyushalayim, when they approached, Sholchu lefnehem, they sent messengers to inform of their arrival. V'itu es bikurehem, then they would stop and decorate their bikurim. Hapachos hasagonim v'hagizbayrim yitzim lekrosim, all the officers of the Beis Hamikdash over the Kehanim and the Levim would come out to greet them. Lefi kivayt hanechnosim hayu yitzim, according to how many people had come, that is as how many went out to honor them. V'chol balei umane shebiushlayim, aindim lefneim v'shoyalim b'shloiman, all the crafts people of Yerushalayim would stand to honor them as they passed by. Acheinu anshei hamakom pleini bosem l'shalom, they would greet them and say, our brothers from wherever they had come, come in peace. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, Hecholol, Makel Lifneim, Ad Shemagiyim L'Harabayis. The flute would be played before them until they reached the Harabayis. Hegiu L'Harabayis, Afilo Agrifas HaMelech, Noitel HaSal, Al Kesefai, V'nichnas at shemagil la'azara. When they reached Har Habayis, even King Agriphas would take his basket on his shoulder and carry it into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Higia la'azara v'dibru ha'levi'im bashir, arei memimcha Hashem kedilisani v'lo simachta evali. When they entered the courtyard, the Levim would sing the pasuk of I will exalt you, Hashem, for you have uplifted me and have not let my enemies rejoice over me. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey, Hagoyz Lois Sha'al Gabi Hasalim, Hayu Oilois. The birds that were hung from the baskets were offered as oilo kerbonis. Uma shebeyadam naisnim lakaihanim. And the bikurim baskets were given to the kaihanim. That's the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, O Dehu Hasal al Kesefai, while a person still held the basket on his shoulder, Kairei mehigadeti hayoyim l'ashem alekecha ad shagoy mekol haparsha. He read the pasuk from I declare today before Hashem your God until the end of the parsha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad arami ovid avi. Rabbi Yehuda said that he read until an Armenian tried to destroy my father. Hegia la'arami ovid avi. When he reached that pasuk of an Armenian tried to destroy my father, Moir Hasal me'al kesefei va'oichsei b'sivsoisav. He took the basket off his shoulder and held it by its edges. The kain maniach yodai tachtav umenifai. The kain put his hand beneath the basket and waved it. The kaire me'arami ovid avi atu goimer kol haparsha. After which the owner would continue until the end of the parsha. Umanichai b'tzad ha-mizbeach. Then he put the basket down next to the mizbeach. V'shtachava v'yotza. Then he bowed down and left. That's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Rishayna, kol mi sheyidei likreis kairei. At first, anyone who knew how to read the parsha would read it for himself. And anyone who did not know how to read would have others read for him, and he would recite it together with the reader. Nimnu melahavi, then people who are embarrassed of their illiteracy stop bringing bikurim. Hiskinu shimakrin es mish sheideya ve es misheina yedeya. So it was instituted that someone else would read for everyone, whether or not he was able to do it himself. And that's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, Hu Ashirim, Mevin Bikureyem, Beklosai Shel Kesev Shel Zav. The wealthy would bring their Bikurim in baskets made of silver or gold. Vohaniyim, Mevin Oysom, Besali Nitzarim shall Arava Klufa. The poor would bring in wicker baskets. Vahasalim Vahabikurim Nitonin Lakaihanim. And then they would leave both the Bikurim and the baskets for the Kaihanim, while the rich took their silver or gold baskets back. That's the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Reb Shimon ben Nanus Oimer, Ma'atrin es habikurim, chut meshivas haminim. Reb Shimon ben Nanus said that the bikurim were decorated with other pretty fruit, even if they were not from the seven species. Reb Akiva Oimer, ein ma'atrin es habikurim, ela meshivas haminim. Reb Akiva argued that they were decorated only from the seven species, and that's the end of Mishnah Test. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Sholosh Midos Babikurim, Reb Shimon said that three kinds of fruit were brought with the Bikurim. Habikurim, the Bikurim themselves, which were the first fruit to sprout, V'tosefes Habikurim, fruit that was designated together with the first Bikurim, V'itur Habikurim, and fruit used to decorate the Bikurim basket, Tosefes Habikurim min Beminai, the Tosefes Bikurim were only from the same species as the Bikurim themselves, V'itur Habikurim min B'she'enai Minai, the Iture Bikurim were all also from other species. Tosefes Habikurim ne'echeles b'tahara. Tosefes Bikurim must be eaten in ritual purity. Upetura min hademai and are exempt from demai. V'itur Habikurim chayav b'demai. Iture Bikurim are obligated in demai. That's the end of Mishnah Yud. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Gimel Mishnah Yer Aleph, Emosai Amhu Tosefes HaBikurim, Kap Bikurim, Bizman Shiba Min Ha'aretz. Tosefes Bikurim have the same status as Bikurim only if they are brought from Eretz Yisrael. V'im Eina Ba Min Ha'aretz, Eina Kap Bikurim. But if they are not, when they are brought from outside of Eretz Yisrael, they are not similar to the Bikurim itself. And that is the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis. Lama Amru HaBikurim K'nichse Kayin. The Bikurim become the property of the Kayin. Shu Kayinah Mehem Avadim, such that he may use them even to buy slaves. The karkois and land, ubehema tameya or non-kosher animals, even though these things are not eaten, ubal chayv neitlan bechayvai, it may be seized by the kohen's creditors, veho isha b'ksubasa, or by his ex-wife to whom he owes her ksuba, kesefer Torah, just like a sefer Torah. V'Rabbi Yehuda Eimer ein neisnin oisam ella l'chaver b'tayva. Rabbi Yehuda argued that a kohen may not sell his bikurim. He may only give it as a gift to another kohen who will eat it in purity. V'chachamim Eimerim neisnin oisam l'anshei mishmar. The Chachamim said that the bikurim were given to all the kohanim who were on duty that week, whether or not they are trusted in purity. V'hei mechalkin b'neihem, and they divided it among themselves, kikotche ha-mikdosh, just as they divided the other korbanos. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud Beis.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.